Well, we are going to continue today to talk about fear. Fear. You'll remember last week we started a new series and we talked about what it meant to fear and should we be afraid of God or not. Now, I have to tell you, I'm pretty excited about this message today because I've been thinking about this my whole life. And maybe you have too. Should we be afraid of God or not? And so we're going to read today from Deuteronomy. We're also going to read from a psalm. And actually, what I want us to read from Deuteronomy is from chapter 6. We're going to read verses 1 through 3. And then I'm going to read from Psalm 111, verse 10. So if you have your Bibles, you're more than welcome to follow along with me. And if you don't, you're welcome to listen as we read from Deuteronomy chapter 6. And then we're going to read from Psalm 111. These are the commands, the decrees, and the regulations that the Lord your God commanded me to teach you. You must obey them in the land that you are about to enter and occupy. And you and your children and your grandchildren must fear the Lord your God as long as you live. If you obey all of God's decrees and commands, you will enjoy a long life. Listen closely, Israel, and be careful to obey. Then all will go well with you, and you will have many children in the land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, promised you. And then from Psalm 111, this is verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the foundation of true wisdom. All who obey God's commandments will grow in wisdom. Praise Him forever. May the Lord add a blessing to both the hearing and the reading of His holy words. And let us pray. Gracious God, we are thankful as always for the way that Your Holy Spirit has worked in our gathering thus far. And we pray that Your Holy Spirit will continue to move among us. Lord, I pray that in the next few minutes that I might decrease in this place in order that Jesus Christ might increase. And I pray, Lord, that my words would be Your words. And God, we humbly ask that You would open our ears, open our minds, but most of all, dear God, open our hearts, that the words that You have for us today might be more for us than just information. But we pray, Lord, that Your words might dig deeply within our hearts and that Your words might cause us to be transformed from the inside out. And that we may leave this place today, Lord, ready to go back out into Your world and declare Your love and share Your love for all that we might come in contact with in the week to come. All this we ask in the name of Your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It's in His name that we've prayed together, saying amen. Now, you remember last week that we talked about being afraid of God, and should we be afraid of God? And you might remember that I shared with you the story about Daniel Draper, who was walking around singing, "I am afraid of God." And the song was really, "I'm a friend of God." And it's curious because if you do any kind of a word study, if you look up in a concordance or if you go to an online Bible study program and you look up fear of God, fear the Lord, you're going to find out that there's a lot of scripture that says we should fear the Lord. Now, I just read two of those to you. The first one comes from Deuteronomy, and it's the instructions to Israel as they prepare to go into the promised land. And part of those instructions are you need to fear the Lord along with your children and your grandchildren, and if you do, everything will go well with you. And then, you know, I read from Psalm 110, probably a familiar verse to a lot of you, that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, that somehow understanding of God begins with the fear of the Lord. Now, I want to tell you again, and I told you this last week, I don't think that we are supposed to be afraid of God. I don't think that we are supposed to be afraid of God. And I think that one of the things that we have to understand about these scriptures is that I don't think the intent of these scriptures is to cause us to fear God. What we need to do is we need to understand what the Hebrew word for fear means, okay? Now, you know, I hope, that the Bible was written in really two languages and part of another one, but the two main languages that the Bible was written in, most of the Old Testament was written in Hebrew, and most of the New Testament, almost all the New Testament actually, was written in Greek. The Hebrew word for fear is yare. Yare. And the number one meaning for this word, the biblical scholars and the people that study Hebrew think, the number one meaning for this word is fear. The number two meaning for the word yare is respect or awe. Respect or awe. And you see, I think that as we think about the fear of God, while we're not to be afraid of God, I think that we are to have what I would call a healthy respect for God. A healthy respect for God. Now let me unpack that a little bit. What does a healthy respect mean? You all may have in your life a phobia. A phobia. A phobia is an unreasonable, an unnatural fear. Okay? It's a fear of something that probably you should not have. I was out in my garage two nights ago. And while I was out in the garage, I was talking on the phone, and all of a sudden I saw something shoot by my foot. And at first I didn't realize what it was, and then it occurred to me that it was a mouse. And I began to think, yikes. Except I thought yikes by about 100, because I don't like them, mice. Now, my fear of mice is probably unreasonable because this mouse was probably about this big. But the very first thing I did was to call my wife, Kim, and say, we need to put some traps out in the garage because there's a mouse out there. And Kim thinks this is really funny, this unnatural fear that I have. And there are phobias of all sorts of things. You know, some people have phobias, you know, they have a fear of heights. A lot of times you will hear, and I think this is true, that the number one fear, an unnatural fear probably, of a lot of us is public speaking, right? That's a fear that a lot of people have. But what we know about phobias is that phobias are unnatural. Okay, they're unnatural fear. It's like we have more fear than is required. Okay? So, we don't want to have a phobia about God. We don't want to be so afraid of God that we cower in fear. And that's why I can say to you, I don't think that we are supposed to fear God in that way. But should we have a healthy respect for the God of the universe? Oh, brothers and sisters, absolutely yes. Absolutely yes. We need to have a healthy respect for the God of the universe. And this respect, I think, is something that we don't often understand what that really means. What is that healthy respect? When I was teaching my son to drive in the last year or two, one of the things that I tried to do is as we talked about driving, because at first he was very, very afraid of the car. And he was afraid of other drivers. Now, that's probably not a phobia. Probably not a phobia. But one of the things that I had to teach Noah as we started this process of driving is you don't need to be so afraid when you get in the car, because when you do, you're not going to be able to drive. But you do need to have a healthy respect for this several thousand pound vehicle that you are driving, because if you don't, You could have a wreck. You could injure yourself, lose your life. You could injure someone else. You could make them lose their life. You need to have a healthy respect for the car. Because you see, you don't want to have fear on this side. The healthy respect is what you want to have. But on the other side, you don't want to be reckless either and say, whoopee, I can just do whatever I want to. I'm not afraid of this car. I'm not scared of it. And let me go. But what we understood was we wanted to have a healthy respect for the car and what the car can do. And I think this is what the fear of God is talking about and the fear of the Lord in these passages that I read you. We need to have healthy respect. Before the Israelites went into the promised land, God said, you need to have a healthy respect for me and for what I do. And the healthy respect, okay, the awe of God is something that we have to have if we are going to be wise. That's what we've got to have. Now, again, we don't need to be afraid on this side. But if we don't have a healthy respect for God, then what happens on the other side is that we don't have any respect for God. Or perhaps we might do something like this. We might put God in a nice little compact box. And we might say, God, here's what God can do. Here's what God cannot do. God is in this safe little box. When I want God to get out, when I need God, I'll open it up and I'll let God out. But then, you know, I want to make sure that God gets back in that box so I can control God. So I know where God is and what God is doing. How about that? God in a box. God in a box. But you see, when we put God in a box and we say God only does this, when we say that God only works in certain ways, when we put God in a box, we're not operating out of healthy respect. I would tell you that we're operating out of fear. We're operating out of fear. Because we're afraid of what God might do, of what God might ask us. And we want to be sure that God is right where we can handle God. That God is right here. That God only does what we think God can do or we want God to do. Although, I would also maintain to you that a lot of times what we do is let a crisis come our way. Let something we can't handle come our way. And what do? We go, where's the box? Where's the box? Where's the box? Oh my gosh, get out of here, get out of here, get out of here, come on, come on. I need you. And all that, brothers and sisters, is based on fear. It's based on fear. We don't need to be afraid of God. We don't need to be afraid of God on either end of this spectrum. But do we need to have a healthy respect for God? We absolutely do. We absolutely do. Now, sometimes we say, well, you know, I don't know about this healthy respect because, you know, sometimes God doesn't do what I want God to do. Welcome to God. If you read the scriptures, there are full of stories of God not doing what people thought God ought to do. But in a lot of those stories, God does something better, greater, more than they ever asked for or imagined. When they had a healthy respect for God and they allowed God to be God. And they weren't frightened of God, but they had this sense of healthy respect for God. And they were willing to let God be God. Let God be God. Because you see, the God that we serve, brothers and sisters, is a wild and woolly God. He is. He is. And this God, you know, because He's God, we don't always understand what God is doing, do we? And that's true throughout the scriptures. Over and over again, people say, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? What is going on with you? But what we know is that when we have a healthy respect for God, we can say, God, I don't know what you're doing, but I do know that you're God. I have this healthy respect for you. I have this understanding that you are God and I am not. And I think the best thing for me to do is to let you be God. It's remarkable, isn't it? Let God be God. In Ephesians chapter 3, Paul wrote about it like this. And I'm reading this to you from a different translation than I usually use. This is called The Message. It's written by this guy named Eugene Peterson. You're probably familiar with it. But I just love the way this translation puts Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, because I think this says everything. God can do anything, you know, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. And God does this not by pushing us around. That'd be fear, right, if you were pushed around by God, but by working within us, His Spirit deeply and gently within us. God can do anything, you know, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. But God can't work when we put Him in here. He can't work that way because that's not having a healthy respect. Nor can God work when we're walking around, we're so frightened that God is going to, you know, do something awful, something terrible, some kind of punishment, as if God is just up there waiting for us to make a mistake. As if God is just standing there with His arms crossed going, God, I can't wait till Pot trips again. You know, he's going to forget something. He's going to forget to pray when he should. He's going to forget to do what I told him to do, and you just wait because I'm going to come down on him with everything I've got. That's not God. That's not God. That's not the God that we love and we serve. But we do need to have a healthy understanding that the God of the universe is not some puppet on a string that we can manipulate. God doesn't work that way. God doesn't work that way. And sometimes our healthy respect for God, I think, needs to take us to a place where we have to say, God, I don't understand what's going on right now, right here. But I've been walking with you long enough that I know that the story's not over yet. The story's not over yet. Because you see, when we don't have healthy respect, we might end up doing foolish things. You see, if you had a phobia about heights, an unnatural fear of heights, which I got a little bit of this, you get to a high place and you start to do this. Whoa, whoa. But if you don't have a healthy respect for heights, then you might try to do something dumb like jump out of a plane without a parachute. Right? You might actually go to the ledge of the Grand Canyon. Could you get there and stand there and go, ooh, I'm going to be all right because I'm not afraid. Oh, no. No. That's what we call being foolhardy. We don't use that word a lot, but I like that word, foolhardiness. You'll remember that word. That's when you don't have a healthy respect for something that you ought to have a healthy respect for. And when we put God in a box and we say, God, you can only do this, that's foolhardiness. That's not healthy respect. So should we be afraid of God? No, brothers and sisters, we should not. And I've spent a whole lot of my life, and maybe you have too, being scared, being frightened, wondering what God was doing and if God really was the God of love. But at the same time, I've had the experience, and maybe you have too, of saying, okay, God only works in this way. God only does this. This is a safe God. This is the God that I really want, is this God that I can understand exactly what God is doing and what God is thinking. And everything we read in Scripture about God says you can't do that. If God, think about this, if God thinks like Mike Potts thinks, or like you think, isn't that trouble? That's more frightening than God being wild and woolly and God doing what God wants to do and God needs to do and what God knows that we need. We don't always think like God thinks. And what we ought to say is that we have a healthy respect for God. So I hope that when you see these passages in the Bible that say, fear the Lord, fear God, that you understand that's not talking about having a phobia. It's not talking about being scared to death of what God's going to do, but it's talking about having a healthy respect for the creator of the universe. A healthy respect for the creator of the universe, which a lot of people do not have. Because sometimes as Christians, it's much easier for us to put God in the box and keep God in there, and we go about and do our thing until we think we need God or we want God, and then we open up the box. And what we find out is that God was never in the box anyway. I mean, God, you can't do that. You can't really put God in that box. And it's fascinating as I think about fears, my own fears, your fears, our fears about God and whether or not we should be afraid of God. The thing we know about God is that God is powerful. God is majestic. God is worthy of our praise. God is the creator, the sustainer of the entire universe. All of it, but that God also loves you and I very much. He loves us very much. And one of the interesting things that I think as I have studied these passages and thought about the fear of God is that you can really show love when you also have power. You see, we don't often marry power and love. We say, well, you know, somebody that has power, they're going to be corrupted. Which is true if you're talking about human beings, but it's not true if you're talking about God. It's not true when you're talking about God. God has both power and love. And what I would say to you is that because God is a God of power, God is a God of love, God puts those together, that makes me think, wow, we should even have more healthy respect for God. Because God doesn't use his power capriciously. He doesn't go around pushing us around. But God uses his power for good and with love. And once again, I can't say it any better, although I'm trying. Than Ephesians 3:20, God can do anything, you know, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. God doesn't do this by pushing us around, but by working with us, within us, his spirit, deeply and gently within us. So we don't need to be afraid of God. But on the other hand, God is not your buddy. God is not your pal. You see, that's the flip side. We love God. We trust God. We complain to God. We wonder about God. We ask God what he's doing. But we do understand that we worship the creator of the universe. That's why when we sing hymns like How Great Thou Art, it stirs us up, doesn't it? Because it reminds us of how great God really is. And how much respect we should have for God. So don't be afraid. Don't put God in a box. But should we have a healthy understanding, a healthy respect for God? Absolutely. And I'm not sure anybody has said it as well as Michael and Deborah Smith, who wrote this: "Great is the Lord. He is holy and just. By His power we trust in His love. Great is the Lord. He is faithful and true. By His mercy He proves He is love. By His power we trust in His love. By His mercy He proves He is love." So may we, when we think about the Creator of the universe, understand that the loving, creating God that we serve is indeed the God of the universe, that we should cry out to, "How great You are." And may we not approach this God with fear on either side. But may we be people who understand what we need is a healthy respect and understanding of who God is. Because God is good, God is powerful, God is love, God is just, God is mercy, and God is God, and we are not. Thanks be to God. Amen.